is united. Lisa Brady, Fox News. That from President Biden as the U.S. and multiple allies prepare to send tanks to Ukraine.
These tanks are further evidence of our enduring, unflagging commitment to Ukraine and our confidence in the skill of the Ukrainian forces.
Getting them onto the battlefield may take months. Russia considers Western tanks an escalation.
As the president said, they don't represent an offensive threat to Russia. Do they represent a threat to Russian soldiers? You bet they do. But not to Russian soldiers that are in Ukraine, not to Russia proper.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the tanks are meant to help Ukraine defend its territory and retake territory. A jury is seated in South Carolina for the trial of once prominent attorney Alex Murdoch, accused of killing his wife and one of his sons and already disbarred over previous charges of stealing millions of dollars from clients. Opening statements now planned for this afternoon. Federal prosecutor.
This week, attorneys for Tyree Nichols' family said they'd seen the Memphis police footage of the confrontation with Tyree. They said he was beaten like a pinata and died 3 days later. Police said Nichols had tried to run after they pulled him over on a traffic stop. Now, Tennessee's U.S. attorney Kevin Ritt says they've opened a criminal civil rights investigation that he says may take some time. As for the video, the plan is to release it to the public soon, but the timing, he said, is up to local authorities.
We want people to express their right to be heard, but we want them to do so in a peaceful and nonviolent way.
The five officers involved have been fired.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Crews are battling a high-rise fire in Chicago that's now blamed for at least one death, six others taken to the hospital. There's no word yet on a cause. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Nearly a year after a father of three was gunned down in Florida, an arrest is made. But the warrant remains sealed, so many questions remain unanswered. Police in Jacksonville Beach have called the killing of Jared Breitigan a well-planned ambush. He was shot and killed after stopping and getting out of his car because a tire was in the road. His toddler was in the car, and he had just dropped off twins from his first marriage at his ex-wife's house.
The ex-wife, Shannon Gardner Fernandez, and her second husband, Mario Fernandez, had been considered possible suspects in the mysterious killing. Gardner Fernandez and Breitigan divorced in 2016, but continued a bitter battle over finances and custody of the twins in family court until his death last year.
Fox's Phil Keating. It's not clear yet how the man arrested, 61-year-old convicted felon Henry Tenen, connects to the case. A prosecutor in Georgia wants her office recused from investigating the deadly shooting of an activist by a state trooper.
DeKalb County District Attorney Sherry Boston says an independent agency should take up any prosecution that's warranted. Manuel Esteban Paez Terran was shot and killed by a state trooper as he protested a proposed law enforcement training facility near Atlanta. DA Boston said in a news conference her office is involved with that facility.
Although there is no legal conflict with accepting this case upon completion of its investigation, I believe recusal is the best course of action.
The trooper who shot Tehran has not been named. Activists are asking for body cam footage because they say they don't believe what police say led to the shooting.
Fox's Gernal Scott. It's a down day on Wall Street, and that's blamed in large part on earnings reports and forecasts. Right now, the Dow is down 84 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.